W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The White House says the Treasury Department is working with bank regulators as they step in to help two banks that collapsed.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington, where the president assures Americans their banking system is safe.
Every American should feel confident that their deposits will be there if and when they need them.
That after the extraordinary weekend action to protect depositors at two failed banks, Silicon Valley Bank of California and Signature Bank of New York. President Biden authorized a rare move, allowing the FDIC to preserve all the accounts at the two banks, and not just those under the traditional $250,000 insurance limit.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger further explains President Biden's action.
He said the depositors are going to be saved. The banks, their shareholders and management, they will not be saved. That is very different than 2008. This is not a bailout. This is a rescue for depositors only.
The administration has also approved a big oil project. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more.
It's called the Willow Project. It's being run by ConocoPhillips along the northern slope of Alaska, what is the largest natural reserve of U.S. land anywhere in the 50 states. In essence, the White House and the Interior Department saying that these leases date back to the late 1990s, and ConocoPhillips would have had a good case in court to argue that they've had these leases. They're opting now to develop them, and the federal government can't stand in the way of an agreement that was made several years ago.
Former President Trump's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, spoke ahead of his testimony before a grand jury in Manhattan about alleged hush money payments.
This is not revenge, right? What this is about accountability. I don't want to see anyone, including Donald Trump, indicted, prosecuted, convicted, incarcerated, simply because I fundamentally disagree with them. This is all about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
A global study of toilet paper finds all the products tested contain toxic so-called forever chemicals. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
A study of 21 major toilet paper brands in the U.S. and elsewhere found all contain PFAS, a class of toxic chemicals linked to cancer, fetal complications, and other serious health issues. The study looked only at how PFAS enters the food supply via wastewater contamination, not at any potential effects on individual consumers.
California is bracing for more wet weather.
This atmospheric river is supposed to hit tonight and go through Tuesday. So what they're doing now is they're using this time to complete any remaining rescues and, of course, to get resources into the right places.
Carter Evans in Northern California. The markets ended mixed. The Dow ended up down 90 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Legs Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 1 above tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Lows level off around 19. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
decapitated during a car accident. The wind tells me I'm a ghost, but I don't believe it, Bourne wrote. Do you think there was any way I was ever going to say she gets her information in the wind and not do my nail impression? Because good luck.
That's why I gave
Because she got her information in a wind. Chick-a-pie. Tie.
There's a reason why I gave you this story.
All right. I'm not done. Well, asked about the wind that gives her her ideas, because they are.
In a wind.
Chick-a-pie. Tie.
What is going on?
Speaking of Oscars, did she win an Oscar for that? Because I was like, how do you know if it's good acting?
She didn't.
Who judges that's good acting? Oh, that was the best chick-a-pie in a win I've ever... Yes. That was fantastic.
She didn't win an Oscar.
No? Well, because exactly...
She's won Oscars for other things, just not that.
Yes, right. Okay. Okay. She, when asked about the wind that gives her her ideas, she said, well, let me ask you something. Do you believe in telepathy?
Okay. You know what? What the reporter thinks has no bearing on woman.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what you would say.
I believe she's a nutter.
In a discursive 40-minute interview with the Daily Beast, I bet, Bourne threw out a jumble...
Who got that assignment?
Someone drew a short straw for sure.
Yeah.
She threw out a jumble of ideas that centered on ties between telepaths, the Bank of the Vatican, sex cult, and the 1970s film Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Wait, what?
Which is where she gets most of her information.
What? Why not Beyond Planet of the Apes?
I don't know. I don't know. She is head loose, isn't she? I mean, I don't know The headline is Sidney Powell cited woman who claimed to be headless. Maria Bartiromo's interview with Sidney Powell, who pushed voter fog claims from a woman who got her information from the wind.
Been working so hard for the big orange blowhard. It's our lives, so what? I'll tell you just what I got. I've got the sorcery.
Time travel
and time travel.
The time tunnel.
She's got a torso, but nowhere you can place a crown.
For a woman claiming to be a decapitated time traveler.
And she got a head cut loose.
Uh-oh.
Head loose. Major source for Fox News. Sydney Louise. Cut me some slack, bitch, please. What a whack.
Good time to lose one's head.
One of my favorites, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yes,
someone tweeted, they sell the cactus art at a kiosk in the Harmar Mall.
That tracks.
Welcome to Harmar. Who needs cactus art? Hard to get in Minnesota. It's reasonable. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines.
Uh-huh.
I'm already planning my next vacation. Maybe you're a history buff. Maybe you're a foodie. Maybe you just start to relax and take in the sights. American Cruise Lines has a little something for everybody. The mighty Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that one has your name on it, Chris. It does.
Well, yeah.
Right?
It's got food.
Civil War history. Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, the roots of rock and roll in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Columbia Snake River, too? Beautiful. Mount St. Helens. Ooh, it's Mount Numa Falls. That's me doing a waterfall. And the Columbia River Gorge.
That's gorgeous.
Where Lewis and Clark. Yeah, they put the gorge in gorgeous. What? We're Lewis and Clark, right? You can retrace their steps. Come aboard. The newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony. Their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, You can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Jeremy in Colorado. Hi, Jer.
I just wanted to say about whether Marjorie Taylor Greene should be addressed in public. When you have someone whose job is to professionally incite violence against marginalized people, why should that person be able to enjoy public
Well, that's why
quiet?
She was removed from her committees. She suggested Nancy Pelosi right. should be yeah. executed. Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
Stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I get delirious, never you need.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Judy Gold, comedian extraordinaire,
yes.
coming up for all of next hour. Chris, who
yes.
said tourists don't injure 140 police officers by sightseeing. Tourists don't break down doors to get to the Speaker of the House or voice threats against public officials. The American people have the right to know what took place on the at the Capitol January 6th. I expect members of the Fourth Estate to continue to do their job. Make no mistake about it. What happened that day was a disgrace, and it mocks decency to portray it any other way. Who said that?
Betty Rubble?
No, that was the suddenly incredibly courageous Mike Pence.
You did?
Who said, I was not angry. I was not afraid, but I was angry. President Trump was wrong. I had no right to overturn the election, and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day. I know that history will hold Donald Trump accountable. Who said that?
Wilma Flintstone.
No, the suddenly super butch Mike Pence, who was advised to do that by his advisors because I think Trump's about to get indicted and he's going to run for president.
But do it behind closed doors where there's no recording so they can't play it on the news so everyone can hear you say
right,
it, Mike Pence.
Right. It was at the Gridiron Dinner. Pence's advisors were convinced the hard-hitting remarks would begin to forge Pence's profile as a presidential candidate and help win over his most skeptical audience.
Computer says no.
No, it has not won over anybody.
No one likes
Mike
Pence.
It is filed in the now a warning category from Mike Pence again.
He's kind of like this show. He's made for
now
no one.
A warning?
He's what?
He's like this show. He's made for no one.
Yes, yes. He theoretically appeals to no one, which is like this show.
Why do we appeal to nobody?
Oh, well, because we're... We're too liberal for conservatives, and we're too...
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 1 above tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Lows level off around 19. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
All of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They deregulate. They crash the economy. Bad repeat. Equals doing. If this could have been stopped. Your thoughts on. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe God. I thought was weak to begin with. Back to every time. Americans.org. Rita, thanks for taking time for
us. Hi, Greg. Thank you. Thanks for coming on. And yes, so going fast, outpace them. So spot on. I think it's a mixture of things. One, you know, the rolling back of a lot of the threshold. Before they did that, Silicon Valley Bank have been in that, and there's parts that actually after the rollback of that law, the S215, that after that bill was passed, Silicon Valley Bank, partially as a result, grew to what it is now. And at this size, put it trust testing, all. Bank
would have. But here's what gets me, and spend a minute on this. Everybody on the plane the other side. You've got the Jesse Waters. This is the woke agenda. The woke-tivists did this. And then you've got, you know, people like me going, this is what deregulation gets us. This is deregulation. This is what happens. You don't tax rich people. What happens? Weighted power, culture, capital. We're going, there are these polar opposites. And then we have bipartisan regulation. We can get together and doing it. Some point, we working people. I've got to stop this. I'm struggling in this moment. Why we put up?
I think we'll have a tendency why we that things we fixed it. Everything is great. Like, let's go back. Things feel great. Let's go back to how we were. Like, you know, it's like our memories are very important. And we're going back, and like you said, you know, because this here is nothing, right? Like you said, this is lessons that we learned literally from depression, that bank are subject to risk. That, you know, you have strong capital requirements and strong credit requirements as well. So if folks knock on your door, you have enough for a runtime to pick up, right? You also know that, yes, rising. Right, this kind of goes back to the savings crisis, right? Rising interest of low interest rates so long, there are things to hedge, right? So what happened there? Also, there's a supervisor, right, from the San Francisco Fed, the, you know, the Board of Governors, like what's going on there? We know Paul's back when he was vice chair, specifically told advisors to have a light touch, right? And that's a great quote. And you know, what's going on here? Like, is no one looking at the portfolio? How much security they have and expected to the trade risk, and then your hedging strategy not also. So this is all things that could have been prevented. And I want to underscore the point that how and you know, whether folks are right or wrong, but how well our government mobilized for you know, and large investors and, you know, and such. And I, you know, there's some merit to it, but, you know, if I'm not meeting my bills, like I'm going broke, or like most Americans, like I get slapped with an overdraft, right? People aren't coming to bail me out. That would be nice. But it's not happening. So, you know, we see this asymmetric response. And how, you know, the government treats large institutions versus super.
My point at the beginning, you know, we hold 18-year-old kids accountable for loans that they took. Sorry, you knew what you were doing, and you're going to spend a lifetime paying those off. But these people, bail them out every time. Why can't we let them go? Why is it that they know we're not going to send them? They know it. So that whole moral hazard argument they make, you know, we can't give those poor people $300 a month. Hey, they'll get used to it. They'll get lazy. Can't we make that same argument for our vulture capitalists?
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. I think, you know, we still need to grapple in, like, what banking is. Like, is it going to be a utility or is it going to be a private enterprise? Right? And there are the people out there that are like, you're up by the strap or however that goes. Pull your bootstraps up.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Yes, exactly. I tend to forget it because it's such nonsensical. But anyway, but as we see here, clearly, you know, we can apply the same philosophy here, but we don't. And it's really unfortunate, like, how we choose define crime, how to define who, because again, it's not your everyday folks, and it's
I'm glad you brought up crime. I gotta tell you, hours, literally hours before thing is going broke, taking bonuses, literally hours, you're ripping out bonuses. You don't have the money to pay your depositors. Not the president. Look, I like Joe Biden. I think he's doing a good job. I like a lot of things he's done. But to say we're going to hold people fully accountable mean those people aren't in China. How come we don't give those people bracelets and perp walk them when they're doing this kind of thing? That to me is the beginning of the problem.
Yeah, I think, again, the issue, I'm still, you know, gathering what exactly has happened. Reports and that. But for example, going back to Dodd-Frank, there were rules for executive compensation limiting that, incentivizing folks not to go out and take this risk, only to end up paying themselves in the end. And those rules, right, Dodd-Frank, it's been they have not been written, right? So there's that. And again, right, assuming all of this, even if now there's been lots of other issues of that, how we choose to define, like, what is wage theft, for example, or what is something that is morally wrong is very stupid because they do it and, like, well, it's in our contract. Perfectly thing. But, you know, to the average person, it's, like, violates everything.
Yeah. Simply, oops, we promised not to do it again until the next.
Yeah. Precisely. Yeah.
You know, we'll post a notice saying we won't do you busting or wage theft or crash your economy again. We'll post a notice and we won't do it until next time. This is the part that you're saying. It's so frustrating. You listen to the Rick Smith Show. We're here with Renita Marcelin. She is advocacy and legislative director at Americans Financial Reform. OurFinancialSecurity.org is their website. We'll get links out on social media how you can take a look at this. But this is the point. I guess we're going to start bailing them out. We don't know how deep this is going to go yet. I have no idea how bad this is going to get. But it's apparent to me we're going to do what we always do. Open up. Yeah, we bailed you out again this time. How do we again? How do we make sure that we don't do this again? And what is it that we should be doing as people? They know we're not going to allow this to happen again. You know, I know we went through this in 2009, and I know I went through it before. But I guess we got to go through. But what reforms should we be doing?
Yeah, so again, and I'm like a broken record, cause so much of the reforms have been figured out, and it's just a matter of our guns. So, getting back to right now, there's a huge lobbying effort to Michael Barr, the vice president, vice chair, has announced a holistic of capital. There has been a whole move by the banking industry to undo that, or to say leave capital requirements exactly where they are. Everything is fine. And then now this happens. So I think, first and foremost, this is like raving, like red flag that everything is not fine. Strong capital requirements, right? Like we need to not lose sight of the policy. Stress testing, right? Like how often are these banks tested? What are they tested for? Stress tests actually stressful, and redoing have the international body that's regulations for banks across the globe, known as the Basel Committee. They have announced new rules, and again, there is this effort you see to already diminish those rules or to delay their impact. Lawmakers should be vigilant against guys because we know what we need, right? The matter is just have the political courage to do it. Time to show that we do. And then going back to this idea of deposit insurance, again, if we're going to say banking is a utility, then it's time it's regulated as such. And like, let's have that discussion in the public discourse. But right now, we are treating it as a utility, but regulating it as a private enterprise. And then we see, you know, episodes like this, and everyone is like, whoa, wait a minute. And fairly so, right? If you think that depositors should whole every time, and that's a fair thing, right? Like, that's a fair position to take. That's fine, but it shouldn't be on this ad hoc basis where, you know, we're going to bail out folks because now it's a contingent circumstance. It's going to be in the system. There's going to be the accompanying rules that make sure we don't have to do this every couple of years. And I think that's the issue that's really taking folks, you know, like yourself and myself, really to task is like, if we're going to have this implicit guarantee, then it's going to rule.
Oh, absolutely. And the other part of this is Peter Thiel's name. An awful lot. And I don't know what your thoughts on this is. But the reality is you look at our banking system, banking. Runs on banks can happen. So this kind of, you know, one-off could seriously trigger a mass panic for running on all future. People are going, no, I want my money now. I don't believe them have all our money. Easy. Because they've lent it out. They've done other investments with it. So have someone like Thiel and these other vulture capitalists, you know, pulling this.
Yeah, I think it just underscores the need for us to get wrong, that to get them right, because now we're entering the banking system that has happened, not playing out in the street long lines, but literally, you know, taking out money, and it's all happening in like 48 hours while everyone's in The Last of Us or something, right? Like, that's, we're entering a whole new phase of banking, and if we don't get the basics right, which we learned, right, deposit insurance, how are we going to face the banking system of the 21st century? And I think this underscores, so to underscore that.
So last question I've got for you. Obviously, this is what you follow. What are you paying attention to this week? Clearly, we're still at the beginning of what. Are there more failures to come? Is this going to stave off the checkbook? We're going to make sure that made whole. There won't be more runs.
Yeah, I'd like to see one. You know, we had reports this morning for mid-sized banks, you know, First Republic, their name, but a lot of the mid-sized, you know, bank stocks were severely down. Okay, I'd like to see what happens, what comes out of there. The Fed's facility. Term sheet, want to see what the banks are going to be utilizing that. So I'd like to see there. And then really from there, see, you know, how bipartisan, but like to see how, you know, Democrats, that's themselves coming out of this episode, and, you know, spirit of bipartisanship, try to work with other side, and how they position themselves out there for folks like me to working stop over.
It's gonna be interesting to see where this goes. And I appreciate you taking time. I hope you'll come back and share some more. Rita, I appreciate you taking some time for us.
Yes. Thank you so much, Rick. It was a pleasure.
I look forward to talking to you. Advocacy and legislative director. OurFinancialSecurity.org is the website. Right back. Stick around.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call. 1-866-416-RICK. 7425.
I'm Rick Smith. This. This day in the year was 1946. United Auto Worker members won an 18.5% raise after a 4-month strike. World War II, workers grew increasingly. Workers were a time of labor for peace. To go out on strike in order. But during the war, as companies felt that they were not receiving a fair share. Worse, consumer goods skyrocket. A dollar simply could not. After the war ended, the workers wanted to make up for the ground they felt. A wave of strikes washed over the United States. Walter Ruth on November 21st, 1940, was a 30% raise. Ruther publicly argued that General without raising the price of their cars. He urged the company to open its books so the public could see their finances. The UAW laid out its reasoning in a report entitled Purchasing Power for Prosperity. 100 days. But the union had done a good job making it. General Motors agreed to a raise, as well as improved recognition of seniority and promotions. Members, the contract for organized labor to take a seat at the table. For organized labor to take a seat at the table with capital. The certified Ruther, the leader of the UAW, and a powerful voice for workers. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Reality is we've seen this movie again and again. Continue to go, no, rich folks, you, by all means, you're the with all the money, and they do hoard it for themselves, and we end up again to have and never hold anyone accountable. Fill the phones, got it. Angie, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you, Rick? Hold on, let me put you on speaker. I just want to see. Just as far as like the rich folks, I look just like if you watch the TV show Hoarders, they hoard money. They have so much of it that they could, but they just can't get enough of it. About accountability, I feel get them up, period. Just locking them up. More harsh than that, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. The hangings. Street.
I was just going to tar and feather, but you're going right there.
Think that we should take the worst of the worst and hang them in public and scare the shit out of the rest of them. There's no other way it's going to stop.
As my friend Rich says, we each in line. I'm not advocating for hanging or eating or anything. I understand the anger.
Well, I know one person if could hang in public, that would make a difference. And if I'm sorry. If we don't do that,
I'm not there with you. I'm not there, but I am. I'm all prison, and taking away all their stuff would be a much worse penalty. I'm going to go with you.
All right. That's fair enough.
I appreciate the thoughts, though.
Yep. You have a great night.
Thank you, Angie. Okay, right there. Now, look, that's not a unique perspective. I remember in 2009 and 10 when we were working with the Home Defenders League, and we sheriffs from entering people. Homes being foreclosed on, and that sentiment was front and center as the people were still going to their high society functions, and average everyday working people were losing their homes because of the schemes that they dreamt that Wall Street and I understand the sentiment. Not good. Chris Rock put it. I don't condone it, but I understand. I do understand. But it's this kind of anger, and it's good to have this kind of anger. Good to be ticked off. Again, the story that we're told time and time again, that when I start talking about, and I went through this last week with Biden's budget. I said, look, it's about time we have a minimum tax on rich. Start, clawing back some of the wealth that we've given away. had died for. That we use it in a way to better our better roads, bridges, better infrastructure, better opportunity. And yet as Angie said, they're hoarders. Beginning, I go back to being a kid in the late 70s. As if we cut taxes down to nothing, like, let the entrepreneurs and the smart people, we let them. It's going to be this utopia, and there'll be this trickle down, golden honey, manna from heaven. It'll be so what they'll share, and as Angie said, they hoard. They're mine.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.